Let's do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 10. This is letter number 3377, Baruch Hashem, dated the 29th day of Adar, Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So here the Rebbe says they passed along through the Rebbe's secretary. He was the Rebbe's personal secretary, Reb Chaim Mordechai Isaac Sheichia Chadakov. He was the Rebbe's personal secretary, and he was connected to the Rebbe even back in Poland and before they came to the United States. But he was sort of a dedicated and the head of the Rebbe's secretary. And he passed me along a note that this person said. And the Rebbe says, as you asked for, I will mention you and your family member, may they live, and all those that you write about them on the Holy Tzion, on the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles. But the Rebbe says, when you ask a bracha, for sure you, from your side, will make the proper vehicles and the proper pipelines for that blessing to come down, to draw it down and to receive those blessings that he arouses and he wakes up that great mercy, compassion from Hashem. But you have to do your part, because those blessings need somewhere to rest on, and that's your doing, your pipes and your vessel that is going to contain and hold those blessings. So here the Rebbe is telling this person, is encouraging him to not go alone. You know, today we know we always have this therapy sessions. In the Hasidic tradition, there is a therapy by making a Hasidic Fabringen, that is getting people together and encouraging each other. And even sometimes, you know, speaking from the heart and going and trying to help each other in their struggles. And together, it's much easier. So the Rebbe brings down, our sages tell us on the verse, Hein Kel Kabir Lo Yimas, meaning Hashem does not refuse if you have a Kabir, if you have a minion. Like, the difference, sometimes if you pray alone or you go it alone, you're not as easy and likely to get Hashem's response as you get when you come with a Kabir. Kabir lo yimas, Hashem does not reject. It's from the Gemara Brachas and Avches Amar Aleph. The Gemara says over there that Hashem listens more to the prayer when there's a community. So the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that you rely on your own strength, and you don't come, you don't find yourself among a Hasidish Fabringen. Rebbe encourages him to go amongst Hasidim. And the Rebbe quotes about a statement of the middle Rebbe, the son of the Alter Rebbe, the first Rebbe, who said that when you meet up with another friend, you have to know that there is two godly soul against one animal soul. Now, you know, each person has the two souls. He has the godly soul, that positivity in him. He also has the animal soul. That's the negative soul, the one that puts him down. But when two friends meet, you have two souls, godly souls, against one animal soul. How come it's two against one? Why is it not two against two? The Rebbe doesn't explain it over here, but it's known that godly souls get together, so they try to help each other. So it's really each godly soul helps against the other one's nefesh habahamis. But the animal souls, they don't get together, so they don't really work. So it's two against one. So the Rebbe says, if the Mittler Rebbe says that even with one friend, you got two godly soul against one animal soul, how much more when you have a Hasidic Shefabringen? You got a Hisvadus, a gathering of Hasidim. And when you have a gathering over there, it says that if there is 10 people, the Divine's presence is over there. So the Rebbe says, you find yourself lonely, and there is nobody there to give you a little rebuke for, out of love, you know, telling you some, you know, real, you know, telling you things the way they are. And the Rebbe says, today, people, what are people used to? People used to just, as the Rebbe uses the Yiddish word, patchman in pleitze, you know, you get a slap on the back, you know, like you give compliments each other and you keep on praising and speaking highly. So nobody really gives you a little bit of a true perspective, a little musar, a little teichacha, a little rebuke. So what comes out of that? So the Rebbe says, you have to be among Hasidim. You got to listen to a little bit of the and the group together, a little bit of the revealed sort of rebuke, which comes out of love. In any event, you see that the person was maybe suffering and had some health issues maybe or other issues, but the Rebbe says that we're going to pray for him, but he has to do his part. So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe concludes that may the blessed Hashem grant you, give you the privilege that you should add in the study of the Hasidus, teaching in a wide way, plenty, a lot of Hasidus learning. And that will help you to go from strength to strength, based and fitting to the hopes of our holy leaders, Rebbes, from those you had the privilege to be in their four cubits. Apparently this was an older chassid that still was by the older Rebbes. I'm going to assume that the Rebbe says you were those in their, it's in a plural, so I'm assuming that the Rebbe is writing to somebody who was the time of the previous Rebbe, as well as the previous Rebbe's father, the Rebbe Rashab, the Rebbe Nishmo Seiden. So the Rebbe said, you had the privilege to be there. And the Rebbe says that that will help you go to level the participation in the Fabrengen, and this will take you out of your loneliness of being alone and to be part of that. So here you see, the Rebbe encourages him to be part of the Fabrengens and to join them, and the Rebbe blesses him that he should go from strength to strength with a blessing. This is written in the name of the Rebbe by the Rebbe's secretary.